Juneau's portion of the new public works budget is more than $100 million.
And that's an amazing feat for our delegation.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan and Representatives Kathy Munoz and Beth Curtula call themselves a good team for the capital city. Part of Juneau's largesse is $49 million for the so-called SLAM project, the new state library, archives, and museum building. Total cost is estimated at more than $126 million, and it's unclear exactly what work will be done with the current funds, but the project has long been a capital city priority, and legislators say it's a relief to see the money roll in. Other Juneau projects include work on the downtown state office building, first phase of renovation for the Douglas Island office building, and other statewide facilities. City projects range from $7 million for a Mendenhall Valley library to school computers. There's money for the arts, local nonprofits, even dust control for valley streets. Of course, Governor Sean Parnell can veto any project he chooses. Munoz is disappointed the legislature did not increase the base student allocation for school districts, but she's enthusiastic about the state's new scholarship fund. Last year, lawmakers set up the program endowment. This year, they added structure.
It's a $400 million fund with a 7% payout. Two-thirds will go for merit-based scholarship, and one-third will be for needs-based merit scholarship. And those are direct grants that will be available for qualifying students for the entire time that they're pursuing their degree or their certificate at an Alaskan post-secondary school.
As a member of the Senate Bipartisan Working Group, Egan is pleased with progress made on the most controversial legislation, including oil taxes and his bill to reinstate a defined benefit retirement program for public employees. The legislation would give employees an option of a 401k-style defined contribution or the guaranteed pension. Juneau legislators have introduced the bill every session since 2007. This year, it made it through the Senate.
It was too late in the session to make it through the House, but that's the most progress that's been made on anything like that in years. So I felt very happy about that, and we'll attack it next year again.
The special session ended with House Majority Republicans and Governor Parnell blaming the Senate for derailing the governor's oil tax bill. Curtula, the House Democratic Minority Leader, says the Senate methodically and thoughtfully dealt with the contentious issue.
They exposed the fallacies. They went forward, and at the end, they even put together a bill that would have helped Newfields, which is what we have been told time and again is what will help production.
Juneau legislators say oil taxes will be back again next year, and they don't like the finger-pointing that took place at the end of the session. But they're looking beyond that to those projects that are sure to heat up the Juneau economy. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.